We're not really going to study all the different types of what everyone else believes. We're going to study why we are Baptist. And so many denominations, and there are major, even deeper than the denominations, there are major differences inside each denomination. Even inside Baptists, there are different beliefs and different traditions or things that folks may hold to. So it causes somewhat of confusion when someone is looking maybe for a church. So what is the big deal about being a Baptist? Does it really matter? I was Googling some things last week, and I was telling some folks afterwards, I forgot to mention, I just thought it was kind of funny. But I typed in, why do Baptist? And then I just let Google finish it. And the first thing that popped up was, why do Baptists hate Catholics? And I thought, well, that's, we don't, you know, we don't. And then it was, well, why do Baptists? And then another one said, not believe in the Holy Spirit. And I thought, you know, who is Googling this? Somebody had to search that for that to pop up. And I thought, I wonder who told him that we don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And I thought, I was a little offended by that. But first of all, kind of to start with this thought, we do not believe or teach that only Baptists will go to heaven. Being a Christian involves receiving Christ as your Savior. Therefore, we are Christians by faith, but Baptists by conviction. So we choose to be Baptist, but we are Christians by faith. Secondly, we have to understand our goal in life is not to be Baptist, right? It's to be like Jesus Christ. Being biblical is more than being Baptist, or more important than being Baptist, I should say. But we are Baptist because we believe that Baptists hold closely, or most closely, to the Word of God. That's why I began with 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Thirdly, as we kind of do a little bit of an introduction here, we have to understand that having distinctives is a good thing. It's a good thing. A distinctive, let me just define that, because we're going to go through the distinctives tonight. A distinctive is a trait or characteristic that distinguishes one thing from another. In Jesus' day, think about this, he separated his teachings from those of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That was a good thing that he did that, right? In the spectrum of Christianity, Baptist distinctives are those doctrines and practices that distinguish Baptists from other Christian groups or denomination. The reason Baptists make a distinction between themselves and others is not for the purpose of being different. That's not what we're trying to accomplish. But we believe in the final authority of God's Word. And so we will make distinctions or distinctives when we feel that there is a place where someone is off or not being biblical, and so we will be distinct in that area. The Word of God is the final authority. We agree. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in a little bit. But our view of some of these topics that we'll talk about tonight is all in light of God's Word being the final authority. A lot of people believe, well, you shouldn't affiliate yourself with any certain denomination, but we believe it's important for a few reasons. One, identification purposes. We want people to know what we believe. We're not ashamed of what we believe as Baptists. The things that we're going to talk about tonight, as you'll see, it's not a bunch of tradition that Baptist churches have passed down and we hold so tightly to those Baptist traditions. I don't know of really a ton of Baptist traditions outside of potluck dinners and things like that, right? Again, I don't know where that distinction of Baptists liking to eat is, although I think we eat all the time. I just told you to sign up to bring food for something, and then I was just giving a praise about another place where we ate, and then we have a Christmas party, and then everything we do, right, is we got to eat to live, right? But imagine this. Here's the example I used last week, and I just want to reillustrate this again. But imagine you walk into a grocery store. We figured out it was the second or third aisle, right, Kat, in Walmart. Okay, all right, so we're going canned vegetables, and we're trying to get inside Walmart here, and we're going to buy something. We get to the canned food aisle or canned vegetables, what have you, and then we, to our horror, we discover they're all blank. They have no labels. That's a problem, right? Because how do you know what you're getting unless there is a label? Sometimes we give labels a bad rap, and we say we should never label anything, but labels are a good thing, right? When you're reading something, you're trying to count your calories, you're glad it has a label on the back. If you're allergic to a certain food group, you're glad it has a label on the back, right? To distinguish certain things from another thing. So by having the name Baptist, people have a general knowledge of what we believe and what we teach. You know, in the United States, there are more than 300,000 churches in our nation. Worldwide, there are millions and millions of Christian churches, Christian claiming churches. Imagine if we removed all the labels from those churches. We all just had some name like Circleville Church 1, Circleville Church 2, 3, 4, 5, 12, 15, you know. Pickaway County Church 97 or whatever it was. Imagine if we removed all of them. We all went by no name. That would be very dangerous in my mind, because there are many churches who are teaching very unbiblical things. They're teaching salvation by works. And yet we're church one and they're church two. How do you know the difference? It's just a church. Pick one, right? There are so many different beliefs, again, as I mentioned, even inside the Baptist name. So we don't, here's what I kind of wonder. You'll see a lot of these churches and they won't put a denomination on there, and the claim is because that kind of turns off the lost world. Let me tell you this, the lost world does not care. The majority of lost people do not care what's on the end of your church name. And listen, before I was saved, I didn't know the difference between, now I will say this, when I thought about Pentecostal, I had kind of one view, but other than that, if it was community church or Baptist church or Methodist church, I just thought, that's a church, I don't go to it, I'm not saved, you know. There were no differences to me. And yet, what I find is that maybe a lot of these churches say, well, we, you know, that'll kind of turn off the lost crowd. I don't think we should be changing everything we do to appease to the lost world. But secondly, I think maybe it's for a different reason. And here, I'll just kind of say this. I'm not pointing any fingers or calling out any names or anything. But there are certain churches, and they will promote that the reason they exist is for the unhappy, you know, 60% of church people out there. And they're not happy with their church. That's why they exist, kind of for the outcast people and all these other churches who can't find a good church, and so they need something. And we do not exist for disgruntled church members. That's not why Lighthouse is here. We didn't plant the church so that we could go around and kind of cherry pick all the mad people at this church and that church and that church and kind of, hey, come on in with us. One, why would you want to do that, right? But secondly, that's not our goal, to know Christ and to make him known, to go out into the lost world, to win them to Jesus, and then to train them biblically, to find other like-minded believers as well to get together and worship with. Everyone is welcome at our church, but our goal is not to go out and just steal people from other churches. And so what I kind of wonder is, why don't they want to make a distinction? Why don't they want to put a label on their church? I think the truth of it really is, they don't want to scare anybody who's already saved off. I'll give you an example, and this isn't a Christian denomination, so, you know, kind of keep that in mind. But have you ever received something from the Jehovah's Witness religion? Like, they'd come drop something off, or you ever? How many of you have ever gotten a paper from them? If you were to take that paper and read that, you will be very hard-pressed to find the words Jehovah's Witness on that paper. And yet, as you read through it, it's like, oh, this is, it's talking about Jesus. It's talking about God. And then you're reading through it, and it's hooking you in. And then if you flip to the back, all the way probably at the bottom right-hand corner, there's just a little tiny link or a website or something describing who they really are. Why don't they put, this is from the Jehovah's Witness religion, right on the front? Because they want Christians to think, hey, this is kind of all, we're all in this together here. This is exactly what I believe. Let's get the foot in the door there. And then, so I'm not comparing a Christian denomination with Jehovah's Witness Church, but I'm just saying, what's the idea behind it? We want to veil who we really are to get you in. And then once you like us, you probably won't leave. And I think that maybe the same mindset carries with a lot of the churches. Well, we're just not going to put a label on it. Why wouldn't you want to tell people what you believe? Why would you want to hide it? In today's culture, and even among the church culture, we can be seen as almost hateful or judgmental just by making a choice or saying we are Baptists. We're not everything else. We're Baptist. There's nothing wrong with making a choice. Some would say, well, just pick one. They're all about the same. No, not really. Again, I mentioned last week, but somebody the other day said, Pentecostal, Baptist, kind of like, what's the difference? I thought, a bunch is the difference, but that's kind of the thought, though. They're all just the same. Listen, there are many, many good churches that do not have Baptists on their name. I'm telling you that. There are plenty. Absolutely, there are. Are the churches in town that don't have Baptists on their name, does that mean that no one there is saved? Absolutely not. That's not what we're talking about tonight. What we're talking about is that our personal conviction on why we come to a Baptist church. And I truly believe that if you were to take this book right here and you were to fly over some unreached people group and you were to throw the Bible down in their language and it was to land on the ground, somebody picked it up, started reading it, got saved, that their church, biblically, not style, not the same style, all right, they probably wouldn't have the LBC hoodies on, but biblically they would look identical to what we believe right now. Again, not style. I'm not saying they would have a greeting team but does that make sense? And so the following, as we'll look through here, are a list of Baptist distinctives. Now we have an acrostic, Baptist, B-A-P-T-I-S-T. Now, if somebody were to ask you, give me the one thing that separates Baptist from all other denominations, there isn't an answer for that. Because it's not just one thing that separates all Baptists. If you were to take what we believe, these Baptist distinctives, it's kind of like a recipe, like you're baking a cake. And you put all the ingredients together, 350 in the oven for, I don't know how long a cake takes, 20 minutes, 30. My cake's burnt or it's really runny, I don't know. But and you were to cook that all together and it popped out of the oven, it would come out Baptist. And there isn't just one thing. As a matter of fact, you'll see, well, hang on a second, as we go through here, wait, so-and-so believes that too. Yeah, they probably do, and so does that church and that church and that church. Oh, wait, this next one, well, that church over there believes that. Hang on, are they all together? The Baptist distinctives. So there, it's not just one thing, but a combination of beliefs and practices that set Baptists apart from other Christian groups. Number one, and most importantly as we kind of get the foundation of this, is I have no idea why an alarm just went off.